Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to The Lighthouse on the Sacred Embers Network, and your hosts tonight are Shannon Johnson and Natasha Scott. Our host, Tina Godin, is out in the workforce this evening, and we greatly miss her. But I'd like to welcome to the show my co-host tonight, Natasha. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Much warmer than you are.
Yeah.
From the sounds of
it. Oh, yeah.
It.
I was going to say, when I look at the temperature, then I'm like, how does that convert to the, like, U.S., you know?
Uh-huh.
Fahrenheit. Yeah.
Very chilly. Very chilly.
Yeah, it hurts
where
your face.
You
it's so cold that your face hurts. Yeah. Like, no, I don't really enjoy this.
Yeah, we've been very wet where I am down here in the south, but I don't envy everybody who's getting hit with these snowstorms and feet deep in the wetness, because, boy, that's going to be fun when it melts.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be crazy. Yeah, like,
but
Houston is not used to that kind of weather.
Very true. Very
yeah.
true. Yeah. So we have a good topic tonight, bringing in the Chinese New Year. And then we'll see where else we take off to tonight.
Yeah.
So what do you think on the metal ox for 2021
well,
after we just went through the metal rat insanity?
I think there will be some insanity this year, so it's important to stay centered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the ox side of things, it's very like that's a very hardworking animal. It's like, let's get down to work. So there'll be that theme all over the planet. But then it's the element is metal. So we'll probably see more like airplane, train, accident kind of thing. But we'll see the opposite side too, where they're, you know, creating and designing new things in manufacturing to do with metal. You'll see kind of both sides of the spectrum.
Interesting.
But, and then it relates to what animal you are yourself as well, right? That will play
right.
into it. And what element someone is, that also plays into it. So.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit on that today.
Yes.
Mine's is pretty much sit down, keep your mouth shut, and stay in your corner.
Oh, my.
I had to
well,
crack
did you look
up.
At the actual, did you look at the regular astrology for right now?
No, I hadn't.
No, okay. I believe in we're in a retrograde currently.
Yes, we are in Mercury retrograde right now. When I was reading up on the different Chinese zodiac and looked at mine, and I'm a fire goat, and this is for me for 2021, you can't live your life for other people. You've got to do what's right for you, even if it hurts some people you love. I'm like, oh, thanks. Great. But it did pretty much tell me, go sit down, keep your nose out of everybody else's business, and shut up. I thought that was pretty funny because I'm a Scorpio with double Libra. How do you shut that up and make it go sit in the corner, you know?
Yeah, double Libra is going to definitely want to talk. And I'm a fire horse with double Aries, so I'm full of fire. My cat's talking in the background. Yeah, it's interesting too because there's a website where you can literally look up your sun sign with your Chinese sign.
Mm-hmm.
So in my case, I would look up a Cancer horse, and then they have an explanation of that personality, and it's interesting. I believe it's a go-to horoscope. So
interesting. But yeah, when I was looking at some of the different information for this year from the Chinese horoscope side, and it's a little bit unusual with having two metal or two elements the same go back to back, which is a little different for this year. And so it was saying, you know, a lot of the stuff that was happening last year, now we need to ground it and make it solid. You know, different things that we had been looking at. And I found that quite interesting as well, because
So you're saying the original element is like the off is metal, so it's double metal?
No, that having last year was metal rat, and this year being metal ox. So we've had metal rat and metal ox follow each other, the metal part.
Right,
usually
right.
It says most
of
the time the element will change, you know, but it's unusual to have the same element follow each other in succession.
Okay.
And so, you know, I was seeing that this is a year that's very much about continuing what the rat year was bringing, but we're completing it, bringing things to its resolution, and really trying to ground the energies that rat was really, you know, bringing up so hard. And that, yeah, this year is a very hard working year. The harder you work, the more metal ox will provide. And I thought that was interesting that they always look at this as being a year of duty and discipline when you're working with the ox energy. And I thought that was very interesting because, you know, we've got so much Aquarian on the other side of the horoscope spectrum from regular astrology showing that, you know, we got all this Aquarian energy happening beginning with February. And that's, you know, such a free-flowing, you know, it's such a creative energy. It's usually so, you know, in the moment, in the now, and you've got ox, you know,
yes,
very strong,
yes,
grounded,
yes,
work hard for it. And we've got a lot of Aquarian and Sagittarius energy happening right now, which I think is really so opposing that ox. And as much as your kitty is wanting to talk in the background, mine is trying to steal the laptop.
What? What's happening over there?
You know, Mr. Artie, he always likes to join into the shows and discussions, and he is attempting to steal my laptop from me every time I try to look and see what's happening. Try to get to my
tabs. That's
too funny. He's ignored me for hours. But because we're doing show, he's over here trying to steal the laptop.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
He's not a very good helper. Oh, and we have Fiddly Bob in our chat room this evening saying good day from Whitsunday Islands. We appreciate
very
him
nice.
Stopping in and listening into the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, we haven't been able to be on air for many months. All three of us, due to the insanity that 2020 was bringing to our plates and all of us trying to navigate.
Yeah.
So how do you feel after that and with this new energy we've got happening?
Well, I do try to remind myself I create my own reality no matter what astrology says.
Mm-hmm.
I had to move twice in 1 year. So that, you know, was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing to move yourself, and it's another when you're moving your business as well. You know, I have all my business stuff because of my jewelry, my gemstone jewelry. So I was like, oh, goodness. So I got rid of a lot of stuff, so that helped. But, yeah, I just have been reminding people, you know, just be kind to yourself. A lot of self-love stuff. Because the energy, no matter where you are, high or low, the energy is so intense. It still can give you a headache or make you tired. Like, it's doing a lot to our bodies.
Yes. And we've got some movement happening in the larger planets as well that are going to be hitting us all as a little bit heaviness, too. With some of those shifts. I think it's Saturn getting ready to go conjunct with Uranus, something like that that I was seeing earlier. I didn't get to look into it very well, but yeah, it's been an amazing kind of period to really observe. I think all of this is, with the pandemic and everything, has helped all of us to kind of sit back and take evaluation and observation. Where we've been spending energy and where we're kind of leaking it out at. I spent a lot of time doing classes. That was kind of my go-to during 2020 and with all the staying at home and luckily having a home-based business like you that we can also focus on has really been beneficial. But the family and I did have COVID, so that was a fun adventure, especially in between Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's always such a good time to have everybody in quarantine and in bed, right? You know, my Thanksgiving leftovers, like, we were feeding them to the dogs next door because we were all eating soup.
Oh, no.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, fun that's stuff. Too bad. Oh, my.
Yeah, but, you know, Natasha, I found that it was actually a very interesting experience because as a healer, and what was going on in my own body. Now, everybody had it differently, you know, because we're all different ages, we're all different health levels. But it was a very interesting experience as a healer and to observe how that was moving through the different systems of the body and how each of us was so uniquely hit. It taught a lot. It taught me a lot. Definitely. And I've been able to see some different approaches that have come about through the experience as well. So I can see how it's going to help clients with having the experience of it. So, you know, life always throws you things that are going to, you know, we can either take the opportunity to learn from it and see it as presenting that way, or just kind of be like, oh boy, life is really just sitting me down into the toilet and putting me in for a nice brew, you know.
Yeah.
I tried to look at it as this is teaching me something, and as a healer especially, how was my body working with this and wanting to move or not, you know, since we were all so different. Yeah. But I found it's been
That's
quite
really
the year of realizations, you know. New discoveries have been very nice. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I've heard people really react differently to COVID.
Yes.
Just different people getting affected very differently. I'm seeing it in the news, and then, you know, you hear it from family and friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's very true. I mean, my husband, he's 55. He is like healthy as an ox. He was the first one to get sick. And it affected him, like he had a really bad sinus infection that was on steroids. For me, it went full body systemic. And, you know, I have other health issues that make challenges. So it completely hit my system differently. My son-in-law, who's 30, he has severe asthma. And the poor kid was struggling. But my daughter, who's 28, she had a little bit of the congestion side of it and more of the headache and aches and pains. My 5-year-old granddaughter, she had a fever for a day. All right? 5 different people living in the same home, all exposed to the same source, because my husband was the one that got exposed and brought it home. And it went through the house completely differently. It was quite amazing as a healer to really watch and observe how it was all moving through each of us so differently, because we are so differently attuned, you know. But, yeah, it's been one of those learning experiences, for sure.
And, oh, no doubt.
You know, I found different healing things would work different ways. Yeah.
No, that's good.
And
to
I
know.
Mean, you did healing on me a couple of did healing on us a couple of times as well. And how did you find? Was it different and unique compared to when you do healing on other people? When you're then with the pandemic.
I follow my intuition when I'm doing the healing, because anytime I'm doing a healing on someone, I seem to do a different healing on each individual.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm guided with my guides and my intuition, you know, to do it differently, and now I can't really remember how it went. It's been a little while. Yeah, like, different things will happen. Like, recently I was working on a client, and what I did was I was visualizing the toroidal field going through her body to help her to heal. So I do different things at different times.
Yeah. Are you getting many people coming because of COVID?
No, it hasn't been because of the flu. It's been just more the chronic ailment kind of thing.
Mm.
I'm really good with flus, but I don't think a lot of people know that.
Well, I do know.
I don't know why it is, but yeah, I'm pretty good at helping people get rid of a flu. Not a cold, but a flu, yes.
Yeah.
I think a cold just needs to run its course.
Yeah, I agree. Usually there is something that's much smaller in pushing that immune system for, you know, an adaption more often. You know, I know I've seen the questions out there quite often of, and you and I had discussed this, I think, once or twice privately about the different conversations that the vaccine is a DNA altering vaccine. And I had mentioned to you that I felt like the virus itself is DNA altering, not the vaccine, but the actual virus. And it's mutated child as well. And I'd have to say from experiencing it, I could see that in a cellular level happening. And the message I had received from Spirit when I inquired about it and was like, you know, why would we want something like that? And they said it was going to be able to help the physical body in relation to the new diseases that are going to be coming into our atmosphere from all of the climate shift. Because the more that the ice is melting, it's activating things that have been dormant for millennia down in those layers of ice, and now it's getting lifted up and released into our atmospheres. And the more that we have some of these things coming, our bodies were not, we kind of got past that stage and we don't have those immunities anymore. It's been too many eons of our evolution, and so now it's coming back. So it's like having viruses that, you know, our Neanderthal ancestors would have seen as the common cold, and then they went dormant, and that was something deadly to them for their time period and their DNA at that time. But yet now those same molecules on a chemical level react differently to the human's physical form in the now. And I found that really interesting because I was like, wow, okay. It would make a little bit of sense as to why we're having some of the shifts in ailments, diseases, virus, bacteria that we haven't seen in many generations. You know, they've been comparing this pandemic very much compared to swine flu and even as far back as the plague in how the physical human body is able to respond and handle it for where we are in our evolution. I wondered what your thoughts would be on that.
That definitely makes sense because, you know, I believe we're being upgraded, and I believe we're going to live longer, we're going to heal faster, and I think it's going to be harder to get sick in the first place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're becoming more light, less dense, our body, our energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
I think the younger generation is going to be really resilient, and that's why I don't think COVID's affecting the young ones very much. It's partly their natural cells and DNA and what they're doing already.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that. I see it in my granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I see that difference, you know. But yet, like, she just had a common head cold, and it knocked her down. But COVID didn't.
Right.
You know?
There you go.
That'd
be, like, the last thing you're expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. You
yeah.
know, because we were like, oh, no, you know, yeah, she needs to go see the doctor and get checked and everything else, because, I mean, the poor little thing was just like a limp noodle and pale and, you know, all of this stuff, and take her to get checked, and no COVID, common cold. But that knocked her down for 3 days, where COVID, the girl was down for a day, literally. And all of the rest of us old folks were, like, in bed for 2 weeks. Just, oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
I never ate so much soup.
When it was all over, you were really toned. You were like, look at me. No fat content here. It's the unplanned, what's that called when people just have the drinks and no food?
Oh, yeah, when you're on a liquid diet.
A bit of a fast.
Yeah, on a fast, yeah. Yeah, I agree. But it's quite an interesting time, you know. I mean, if we look at all of the astrology that, you know, and that's something you and I often look at, it's really amazing that we have so many factors involved on so many layers of our beings right now, with the larger planets being in these placements that they haven't been in for like 45 years, some of them a little more, some of them a little less. And, you know, we're in this new millennia of awareness taking shape. And then we have this pandemic tossed into the mix, you know, like, okay, here. I have to wonder sometimes from the spirit side of things if, like, you know, what did we name these episodes of humanity, you know? What show are we on? Are we on Merv Griffin? You know, it's like, what were you guys thinking in this plan of our evolution?
Yes. I think this, it has so many blessings, right? The COVID, because the pandemic, because people are working from home. Now I'm working from home. I work in an office. I don't have to go to the office. And obviously, if you have children at home, it's more challenging. I understand that. Sending lots of love to all the parents. I have a cat that interrupts me when I'm trying to work. But yeah, so all these companies now are rethinking how they're running, how they're operating, how they're, what they're prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard on a radio show recently, like, they pulled CEOs and were asking them, you know, how they're dealing with everything. And they said that their number one concern, 78% of them said, with the mental and emotional well-being of their employees. You know, so we're going to, I think we're going to step away from prioritizing money over how people are doing.
Yeah.
So that'll be
I
an amazing change to witness. Yeah. So even at, like, at the office I work at, they set up, like, free counseling for anyone who needs it for any reason.
Yeah.
So I just see so many positive things coming out of it. And yes, there are people who are more entrenched in the negative side of things, and, you know, they're going to get what they put out there. So, you know, it's a good idea to do your best to be in your heart space so you're not creating things you don't want to see.
Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. I've noticed that a lot of people have had to take stock in what they need, what's really important. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people that have, you know, they've gone into financial struggles, but then they've had to sit down and really evaluate, you know, where they've been spending their energy, not just their money. I feel for the parents having to homeschool so much and having to do virtual classes as well. You know, I see that for my granddaughter. But at the same time, I see eyes being opened to new realities and new possibilities. You know, there was the long period where parents were so stressed out. We've had to work two jobs. You know, when I was raising my kids, I couldn't even think about being a stay-at-home mom and teaching my kids from home. It wasn't even a financial possibility to look at. And this has really had to put that into play for a lot of people. But we went through a period where we were not connecting with our families and being very dependent on teachers, on the schools, on all of our other network systems to provide us information and that connection with them. So, you know, there was always the parents of, you know, it's not my kid, it's the teacher, you know, it's the school, it's the principal, it's their friends, it's this and that. And this has caused them to have to look in the mirror and realize that a lot of that is not external. It's inside the home, and it's that, you know, you haven't been able to spend the time or had that deeper connection, and so it's gotten very threadbare. And I think a lot of people are finding that. I know I've heard as well that, you know, the divorce rate went up during COVID. And, you know, people were like, that's terrible, that's terrible. And I look at it and I go, you know, that's not terrible. It means that people are having to face things and face truths within themselves and their relationships. COVID provided an opportunity to see the things they hadn't wanted to look at. And I think it's
exactly,
really pushing us on a society level to reevaluate how we can do this. You know, we can't go back to the 50s where, you know, women stayed at home. We cooked, we cleaned, we raised the family, dad did the job, okay? The 50s is gone. That era is not happening again. And us women, I'm sorry, we're not going back barefoot into the kitchen. Not happening.
No.
But I see this has taught us that we can adjust schedules. The workforce can adjust and modify itself for the people to have life and not be drones. Yeah?
I totally agree, because they'll have happier employees, and what that means, they'll have more productive employees.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I don't think they were looking at that. I think a lot of companies were not looking at didn't even want to consider this side of it, you know. Oh, if we have them teleworking, they're not going to be working. They're going to be, you know, doing their nails and doing their hair, and they're going to be out shopping. They're not going to be home working, and they've found that that's not the truth, you know. People are actually doing more work in less time.
I think that is true. I think that's true. One thing I wanted to add about the Chinese zodiac, I'm going to go off on a tangent. So it is the year of the ox. Sorry, let's see here. But the original element, because every animal has a fixed element first, and then the year you're born into. So the fixed element for the ox is earth, and then it's in a metal year. But the metal and the earth complement each other. They work well together. So that side of it, it's balanced.
Yeah.
So I did want to mention that in case people are wondering. And then when people want to find out about their own chart, what I understand is you have your year of birth, your month of birth, your hour of birth. And I believe then the fourth thing they look at is the day of the week, if they have an animal sign for the days of the week as well. So they would look at those four things to say, to make you a chart, to tell you about your personality. So I'm sure it gets more detailed than that, but it's the four things that you look at.
Yeah. Interesting. That's so interesting. I know there's so much more to discover with Chinese astrology, honestly. We should pay more attention to it. It's existed longer than our calendar. I mean, we didn't adapt the Gregorian calendar till the 1500s, you know, and this one's been used since, 3000 BC?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, let me check. And also, my voice is not cooperating tonight. and I like that they do it with the moon. You know, their calendar is done according to the moon, not the sun. It gives a very different perspective. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And since it does go by the moon cycles, it ends up, because I was reading on this earlier, I was like, you know, why does the dates always shift? And it's like, because it is such a lunar-based cycle. And there's a variation of the number of days of the year compared to our calendar. And it ended up giving me a couple of aha moments, because when I had done my past life regression back in 2015, and the therapist is asking me what year it is, and I'm like, well, this doesn't fit in your calendar, you know? And she was like, well, just try it. What's the first? And I was just kept going, it's a different calendar. We don't use yours. You know, I couldn't give a context of a date. And I ended up looking later and going, okay, so there was a Hebrew calendar in the time period that I went into, and so it was well before the Gregorian calendar had been adapted. So I was like, no wonder why I'm sitting there in a regression underneath going, I can't tell you what year it is because it just doesn't make any sense. And I'm sure I was finding out that the Hebrew calendar does actually is much more correlated to the Chinese calendar for the Chinese horoscope, which, I mean, we know the Chinese, they use the Gregorian calendar in today's world, but they still use the old one for their festivities and all of this and their new year. So I found that really like, oh, there are other ways we kept the dates. No wonder why.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know it was connected to the Hebrew religion.
Yeah, they're very similar in how they calculated. They were both lunar-based calendars. And so I guess back in the day, you know, they didn't have so much problem when they were traveling the Silk Route and being able to do trade and everything, because the Hebrew calendar of the times, way back, and the Chinese calendar were quite in sync because they were both lunar-based. And they're both Eastern, considered in the Eastern Hemisphere of the world. Yeah.
I'm going to have to do some research on that.
Piqued an interest, right?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, for me, the Chinese astrology, like, their zodiac has always resonated more than our astrology.
Yeah. Yeah. And it would make sense.
Not to mention, I can look at people around me, and even people I barely talk to, I can, if I observe them, I can guess what animal they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had the one girl at the office. I had no idea how old she was. She goes, oh, you're really good at that, eh? And I go, yeah. Do you want me to try and guess? And she's like, yeah, try and guess. I go, I don't know you really well, but I'll try. I got it right. She was a goat, a sheep. You were sheep. And she was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's pretty funny when you actually can do that. Where if I'm trying to figure out if someone's, you know, a Taurus or this and that, that's a little more tricky. But I don't find it tricky with the animal signs. I often can actually guess their element as well. I'll be like, oh, you're born in a fire year. Again, I mean, I can tell that by observing them.
Yeah.
I got some mad skills.
There you go. Yeah. But this year is going to be a much better opportunity, I think, for a lot of people. I've noticed that it is like the year of manifestation. So quick. Everything is popping much faster right now. So you really got to watch your thoughts. Because
well,
it just
agree.
Seems like, especially in the tangible world, the more that you put a focus to it, it's almost like, you know, microwave cooking manifestation. You know, we're not having to do the pot roast for 4 hours in the oven. We're getting to do the quick, you know, 10-second heat up in the microwave manifestation going on. Gotta be careful.
It's really true.
Yeah.
I definitely noticed that, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm kind of curious if that's going to be able to continue as we're moving it through, if it's more related to the bigger elements at play astrologically for the 2020s. Kind of like how the 1920s were so impactful. You know, I mean, we still talk about the 1920s, right? Here we are 100 years later, and every society on the planet has something about the 1920s. You know, it's either the music or it was the in my country, it was the music, the prohibition, the mob, you know, the economic crash of ever, you know. A very pivotal time period. And I'm really curious if we're kind of in a new creation of what that 1920s energy now in the 2020s is. They got a relation going on.
Instead
of the mob,
of
we got
happening.
A pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having the the liquor rooms in the back rooms, you know, instead of those, yeah, through the prohibition, everybody got sent home, you know,
yeah.
So we're not out drinking, we're home drinking.
Exactly. No, that's another thing that the pandemic is doing. It's definitely overhauling the financial systems on the planet.
Yeah.
That's definitely happening, for sure.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Let's see here. Well, we've got a couple more minutes, but we've got someone from California on hold. If we'd like to pop him in line and see if he wants to add to our discussion.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Who may I ask is calling and talking to us tonight? Hello? All righty. I'll put them back on hold then. But, yeah, I mean, it's really such an incredible time to be on the planet. It may seem like it sucks in so many ways, and I guess my only thing to say to people is, you know, really look inside and find a way to be creative and be in your own flow. Because that's what you know, 2020, 2021 is really bringing to the table is that internal view and what do we want to bring out in the world, you know?
I agree.
What do you think?
I agree. And I think, you know, some people have lost their businesses. Some people have really decided to think about do they want to continue working for the same company. Like, everyone is making, I think, way more positive changes instead of feeling stuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So if you have to change your business, you know, maybe the business you were doing, you weren't doing for the right reasons anyway. Maybe it's time to switch gears. Right? And maybe the company you're working with doesn't really prioritize people, so it's time to switch jobs. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things
so
you've been overlooking or not wanting to see.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. It's giving that whole, hello, you haven't been paying attention. Here you go.
Now you're paying attention. And I think because so many people are at home too, they'll probably more likely to figure out their life purpose instead of just surviving.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's going to come forward. I think we're going to see a lot of new businesses open up, and I think they're going to be more authentic, and the people running them are going to be authentic, and it's going to be really nice. And I think the corrupt systems are going to fall away. Bye-bye, corrupt systems. See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
for
it's
example,
not going to be so easy to do the manipulations, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard about the GameStop thing? Because I'm using that as an example.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yes. I heard about that. You know? And then everybody's like, oh. Yeah. Use your own game. Yeah, it's going to have more of that.
I think we're going to see more positive movements like that. You know? We're going to see more positive things like that happen as well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's definitely very exposing time. You know, things that have been hidden or people have been trying to hide about themselves, you just can't do it right now. It's like all the dirty laundry is out on the line, and no matter how hard you're trying to get them dirty panties back into the closet, they're just not going.
No.
You know,
no.
It's just not happening.
Yeah.
It's one of those time periods that, you know, it's like spirit is going, no, you need to face your dirty laundry. And then you need to decide how you're going to recycle that and reinvent it. You know, what do you want it to be? So I find that really fascinating right now.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are finally realizing that, you know, they're like coming out of the drone slumber that they found themselves in.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So. Wild times.
For sure.
But it's definitely a good time to be on the planet. So.
I agree.
Yeah. All righty. Well, would you like to share your new Etsy information? Because we have got to get that out there for more people.
Okay.
I just shared it in a class the other day. that I was in. They were talking about
you.
Crystals. I'm like, oh, you're looking for some stuff. I know the girl.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Yes, people can find me on Etsy under Custom Gemstone Design. And I'm in Canada. So it'll be cheaper for U.S. clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, and I have free shipping in Canada and the U.S. right now as well.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And,
are you getting quite a bit of an expansion going on?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I've got a decent amount of bracelets up, but I'm about to make bookmarks, and then I'm going to make some rosaries as well, like ready to sell. And then people can always contact me for custom as well. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's fun.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I know you've been so busy with this.
Yes.
But there are such
amazing
pieces.
I've also been doing
healing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been doing healings as well, which is also good. And my website for healing and the other things that I do is healingthroughintuition.wordpress.com. And what is your information,
Perfect.
Shannon?
Mine is at ladyastral67.wixsite.com. And I am now offering, I'm now teaching Reiki. So I'm teaching all three levels of Reiki. I've got a first degree class coming up in March, March 13th and 14th for the weekend that people can sign up for. And I'm also now offering past life regression sessions through my website as well. So I'm doing mediumship, past life regression, and teaching healing. And I like to do my healing work is more planetary right now, but I've been doing some pranic healing as well now on clients. So that's been quite an interesting adventure to expand into. So,
yeah, that's exciting. You're doing a lot of things now. That's awesome.
Yeah. I like the variety.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I had thought at first when I started doing the past life regressions, I thought, you know, oh, this will be fabulous, you know, and I won't be working so hard, like doing mediumship. And I ended up finding that was completely wrong. It takes just as much energy, if not a little bit more, for facilitating and holding that space for, you know, like 3 hours
mm-hmm.
for someone
yeah.
Versus
yeah.
just a mediumship reading. So it's been interesting learning and gaining that experience, but I'm really happy to be able to bring that to the table now for clients. So, yeah.
That's really awesome.
Very happy. So, I will go ahead and begin our sign-off for tonight. It's been great being back on air with you tonight, Natasha. I think we had a good talk, and it'll help some people be able to navigate this and understand a little bit better, hopefully. And otherwise, you can find us. We should be back on air next Tuesday with Tina Goda, Natasha Scott, and myself, Shannon Johnson. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook, and we are part of the Sacred Embers Network team. We've also got the Sacred Embers group on Facebook that you can join, and the team members are available there. We also have a wonderful website at the Sacred Embers Network that you can look up each of the team members and book your services with who you're drawn to. We have many healers like Natasha and mediums like myself who would be happy to be of service to you and help you find more joy and happiness in your life. We thank you all so much for listening to us tonight and joining in. Great talking to you tonight, Natasha. You guys, you need to keep safe and warm up there.
It was nice catching up with you, and love and blessings to everyone who's listening, and to you, Shannon.
Have a fabulous night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.